Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. Today's show is on a topic that I'm sure all of us can use a lot more of, and that's joy. And I have a very special guest with me, a personal friend that I love, and I'm honored to call her my friend. She's going to be sharing the information on her new book that I just found out is just literally being released today. And the name of that book is The Joy Factor. And what she's going to be doing throughout the show, we're going to just be dialoguing about the information in the book, but she's going to be sharing with us 10 sacred practices that we can engage in for radiant health. My guest today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and I just received her book in order to prepare myself for the show, and I want to tell you that I read it, but really in reality, I have to say that I just absolutely devoured it, because the information that's in there is information that, you know, we may hear over and over again, but we don't pay attention. But when you add Susan's energy, her sense of health and well-being, her compassion, and just the joy that she has in her life, let me tell you, even the things that we've heard of over and over again take on a different meaning. A lot of the information is that good common sense information that we can do every day, even if our schedules are really busy, to bring back that element of joy, and then also as a result bring good health back to our lives. There's things such as Susan talks about in the book is listening to music and being able to use that as far as the healing process, eating living foods and paying attention to what we say to ourselves and what we say to others. I always say many, many times on my shows and in a lot of the classes that I teach, be careful what you say because your cells are eavesdropping. And then also, how can we, you know, get back into the practice of those random acts of kindness? And what that means is showing others the same kindness that we had liked to receive. And then the most important thing, and something we do here over and over again, but it is the reality of life, the truth, the joy, and the good health is that we are the creator of our own life and also our health. So the messages that are in the book aren't only inspiring. Sorry, Susan, a little Freudian. They're expiring of old thoughts, inspiring of new thoughts. But I can tell you that it's just information that not only inspires you to be able to take control of your life again, but I can tell you as a medical intuitive, the messages, the vibration of the words that you use also can change your life by healing your life. So in addition to talking about her new book, we're going to be taking calls, both Susan and I. So if you have a question about your health or you want to talk about how can you create joy in your life, Susan and I would love to take your calls and answer your questions. You can call us at 877-230-3062. And I know that any time that I get on the air with Susan, both of us just have a great time taking your calls. What I would like to do is I've had Susan on the show before. I had her when she had her last wonderful book out. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I want to tell you a little bit about Susan, especially if you're just new to the show. Susan, not only because she has three of America's most ordinary names, her name is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She also has this extraordinary energy about her and the contributions that she's made in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and living a balanced, joyful life really go beyond any of the things that we so often read of how to do the things. It's not only do we need to know how to do the things, but we need to know how to do them authentically in the vibration of who we really are. She's taught students and the staff and the faculty at UCLA on how to be healthy and fit for over 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm that's dedicated to the optimal health and wellness potential, and also the human potential. As a renowned health and fitness educator, she travels internationally. She's been on my show before. I'm going to have her a lot more, as well as being a guest on many, many radio shows and TV shows. She's also on top of just all of this wonderful wisdom that she has. I would really categorize her as truly, truly an authentic motivational speaker. She's authored over 1,500 magazine articles and 25 books, including her latest, which we're talking about today, is The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices practices for Radiant Health. And just to let you know that, you know, where Susan is and the evolution of her work, the foreword was actually written by Dr. Wayne Dyer. So, you know, it's those are the things that all of us that are writers aspire to, is to be able to touch people's lives and to help them change their lives. But then when we get the support of Louise Hay, we get the support of Wayne Dyer and many other people who contributed to endorsements of this book, I will tell you, it is worth the time of reading. And it's not one of those books that you'll want to just read once and put on the shelf. You'll want to share it with your friends, and you're going to want to read it over and over again. So, Susan, thanks for joining me today. It's just always such a pleasure.
Carol, thank you so much. That was the most generous introduction I've ever gotten. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's easy to do, honey, when somebody gets a chance to spend any time with you. It's just the youthfulness and the effervescence and that joy that just basically is in every part of your energy. It just makes it a real piece of cake and everything. One of the things before we actually go in, I mentioned the fact that I've had you on the air, and I want to tell people the book that I had you on the air about. I know you've got so many of them, but it was The Healing Power of Nature Foods. And I think that's something that you really bring to life in everything that we do. So I want to start by sharing with the audience, because I think it's a great story. You know, how did you really get into this health lifestyle and this kind of this overall joyful, radiant life mantra that you live?
Well, I love it. It's a wonderful story. When I was a teenager, my dad died unexpectedly, and I didn't deal with it very well. In fact, for the 14 months after he died, I ate everything in sight. Not only that, but I just did not live a healthy lifestyle, and I developed over those months terrible acne and asthma and arthritis and allergies. And I was in high school at the time and was bullied day in and day out because people made fun of how I looked, how quickly I gained weight, how the breakouts on my skin, and I just, in those days, didn't want to live. So my grandmother, in all her wisdom, her name was Fritzy, she took me to a doctor who did an examination and gave us a pile of prescriptions to fill. And instead of taking me to the pharmacy after this appointment, she took me home with her and had a heart-to-heart talk with me, Carol. And she said if I followed her guidance 100% for the next 30 days, she guaranteed that all my extra weight would fall away, my acne would go away, so would my allergies and achy joints and my asthma, and I would go from feeling negative and disempowered to hopeful and positive again. And so needless to say, in those moments, she had my full attention, and I followed her advice. Now, we all thought she was that kooky grandmother, that health nut grandmother. And I learned in those 30 days and then the 7 years after that I worked with her side by side, that she knew everything about natural health. She was not a medical doctor, but people from her block and neighborhood would come to her for advice on what to eat, how to live, what herbs to take, what natural remedies to use. She was phenomenal. They might come for something as simple as a bug bite, a bee sting, an ear infection, or depression, all the way to life-threatening illnesses. And she'd teach them, not just do the work, but teach them how to live so that they could heal their bodies physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And she taught me everything I knew. And then, you know, so I worked with her for 7 years. And then afterwards got all kinds of degrees. And then, you know, in 1980, I started my own private practice where people come to me or I go to them all around the world to teach people how to live closer to nature. And as a result of my grandmother's amazing wisdom and love and kindness, to this day, I have never taken medication. I have not had a cold or a flu in almost a quarter of a century. But I know exactly what to eat and how to live to keep your body in tip-top shape and in vibrant health. And there are times when I'm under too much stress and I fly a lot and I begin to feel a sore throat. but I know exactly what to do, so nothing goes into that full-blown stage. So I've taken all of this information that I learned from my grandmother, that I taught at UCLA for 30 years, and that I've given and facilitated in seminars around the world, and put it all in this one new book, The Joy Factor, so everyone can have at their fingertips the tools they need to take their lives from ordinary to extraordinary. You know, it's part playbook, part rule book, part workbook. But as you know, Carol, there's everything that you need to shed the extra pounds, if that's an issue, to champion high self-esteem, to glow with health, to look years younger than your age, to feel more confident and empowered, and really to learn how to celebrate yourself and life and live with more gusto.
You know, it's very interesting. I need to say to all the listeners, as you're listening to Susan and the energy and the just the passion that she has for what she does, she literally looks and lives what she teaches. Any of you are interested, because so many times we hear people talk about these things and there's almost a skepticism in us that it sounds too good, but I would encourage you, Susan's going to give us her website in the next segment, and I encourage you to go and look at a picture of Susan. You will be absolutely amazed at the vibrancy of, you know, Susan and her skin and her health and her hair and everything. So, I mean, she literally does live what she basically teaches. You know, Susan, you mentioned something that's really the common denominator, I know, as a medical intuitive, of all illnesses. In fact, probably 95% of the illnesses that actually take us to a doctor are stress related. And, you know, when you compound just the busyness, you have the holidays, you have all the economic situation. I mean, stress really is running rampant, and it's very easy for us to be able to get caught up in that stress and forget to take care of our body. So I notice one of the things that you talk about is you talk about that you've got seven favorite stress busters. Can you share those with us real quickly?
Well, you know what? One of them is music. You know, I love good music. And let me say to you, I'm just thinking, let me digress for a moment and say that we all have brainwave activity. We hope we do here. and where we want everyone to be listening to the show is in the beta level, because that's waking consciousness. You're hearing what you and I are saying. And that beta range is 13 to 39 cycles per second. Then when you're a little bit more relaxed, when you breathe deeply or meditate, you go into alpha, then theta, and then, of course, the deepest level, when you're sound asleep, is called delta. Now, scientists have discovered that when you can spend some time each day, other than going to sleep at night and waking up in the morning, in the alpha and theta stages, that actually causes an overall relaxation to your body to such a profound state that this boosts your immune system. In fact, you know, most people don't know that technology has recently reported finding little tiny magnets, these crystals of the mineral magnetite, in the human brain tissue. And the earth itself has a specific harmonic resonance pulsating, you know, at 8 cycles per second, right there in the alpha range. And when we, Carol, become truly still, we allow our own electrical receiving apparatus, those neurons throughout our nervous system and brain, to align and attune to the earth's own rhythm. This is called, it's all in the book, but it's called rhythm entrainment. And this relaxes the body, and it's got to be the right kind of music. You know, really, and it's often like this, things that our grandmothers told us that we didn't want to pay attention to, but the recommended remedy for stress is almost too simple to be believed. It's relaxation, it's chilling out, and it's listening to music that literally will change your brainwave activity so that your whole body will be in more harmony. So that's one stress buster. So is eating the right foods, spending time in nature, drinking enough water, my goodness, getting enough sleep. That should be non-negotiable. And focusing each day on all those things for which you are grateful. These are all great stress busters. Of course, let's not forget reveling in life's simple pleasures, like sunsets or the sunrise or your animals or you know, I love to scratch behind my kitty's or my dog's ear, or marveling at the miracle you are. Your body is a miracle of miracles.
You know, it really is. And that's one of the things that, you know, the more I learn about the body and I learn about energy as a medical intuitive, I just am in awe of the fact that no matter what we do to the body, we can feed it the foods that it really is that may not be healthy for it. We don't exercise. Maybe we get too much in our head and forget we even have a body. We don't get enough rest. And you know, the exquisiteness of the human body is it's always working or trying to seek balance. And even when we're doing all of these things, it always is trying to heal itself. So I can only imagine that even if we just added one simple thing, like part of the relaxation is listening to music and allowing that music to harmonically, you know, in the harmonics of it, balance our energy, get us in alignment with nature and earth and so forth. Now we have all this flow of one. So something as simple as that. And I get people all the time that says, you know, Carol, I just don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to do those things. And, you know, that brings me to another topic that you talk about in exercise. And, you know, we're so bombarded with exercise and all the things that you have to do in order to stay healthy and how long and how many days and everything else. But I know that, you know, not to negate that to the point that it doesn't have value. But the reality is we just need to move, don't we?
We do need to move. Our bodies were designed to move. And now, you know, really, do we need hundreds of TV channels? Do we need to sit all day in front of a computer that now works in nanoseconds? Those are billionths of a second. And we need to move. You know, one of the reasons to exercise is because it lowers in your body a level of that stress hormone called cortisol. And when that gets too high, when you're inundated with stress and you don't manage it well day in and day out, it wreaks havoc on your body. It ages you quickly. It causes all kinds of disease, and it causes you to gain weight. In fact, when you're under lots of stress and you haven't exercised combined with too little sleep, sadly, it makes you hungry for foods that are not good for you, all those beige and white foods, and also primes your body to hold on to all the calories you eat. But if you get up and move a little bit, and it doesn't need to be that you have to take out an hour to do exercise every day. You can park in the far end of the shopping that you do. You can take stairs instead of the elevator. You can just enjoy gardening. And whenever you can work out in nature, all the more better for your body. But what happens is when you work out, not only does it help your body physically, but you release chemicals. Just, Carol, 10 minutes of an aerobic activity like walking will double the level in your body of a hormone called enkephalin that lifts your spirits and makes you feel better. When I do counseling, I'll often meet people at the beach or at a trailhead where I hike in the Santa Monica Mountains, and we'll do a hike or a walk first. Because they then become more positive and empowered and confident, and then they can speak more articulately as well as see things from a more positive light. So you know, really, natural light and fresh air have the power to restore us to vitality. And when you're working out, smile more, because a smile is a very inexpensive way to improve your looks, and it takes 17 muscles to smile and 47 to frown, so conserve energy.
That's a great thought. I have to tell you that one of the things that, you know, being familiar with your work and reading your books has done for me, and you're the same way from the standpoint, we both love to write. So there's a natural tendency for us once we get in front of a computer, we just want to stay there. But one of the things that I've just learned from you and kind of implemented on my own is something I call the 20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes I get out of the chair and I stretch and I walk around, and in that 20 minutes I I get a different point of view or a different perspective. Or what I do is I do 20 minutes up, standing around, and 20 minutes moving my eyes from side to side, rolling my shoulders, doing simple things that we can do. So, you know, it doesn't have to be all this work that's associated with keeping your body healthy. It just has to do with doing what's natural for your body. And like you say, sunshine, change of scenery, eating foods that are living foods, you know, those white and beige foods, as you call them. Yes, they are full of simple carbohydrates. They give us lots of energy at the moment, but it also causes a crash and burn, doesn't it?
No, it does, exactly. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who once said, health is our greatest wealth. And I've definitely found that to be true in my life. And so often, like you were saying a few moments ago, people will say they're too busy in their life to make any positive changes. But if you want to get to that top of the mountain of soul achievement, you've got to make your word count. You've got to do those things you know you need to do, because your life is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So you're always showing where your level of self-esteem is by the actions you take. And I always will tell people that it doesn't need to be huge, massive changes, but it's the simple lifestyle changes from what you eat, how you deal with stress, how often you move your body, the sleep you get, the water you drink, and what you think. These have the most enormous impact on your longevity and quality of life. So you can make massive progress by inching forward, by taking little daily baby steps. And my favorite music happens to be the sounds of nature. In fact, right here next to my desk, I have this little machine, you know, that you push these different buttons.
I do know which one you're talking about.
I can hear ocean waves or babbling brook or gentle rain in the pine forest and, you know, like about 25 more. And it's just absolutely wonderful. I love the bird song one. And you know, so maybe you were saying the 20-20, you stand up. Maybe you do 20 simple squats. Like you're about to sit down in a chair and come back up before you sit down. If you want to have a firm buttocks, you know, gluteal area and quads and hamstrings and tone the core of your body, you know, every hour on the hour, do 15 to 20 little squats. And you'll find in a matter of, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, your clothes are going to start getting baggier on you.
Well, and the other thing is then the core muscles of your back will become stronger and you won't have back issues. You know, before we went on the air, and we're going to start taking calls in a moment, and then I'm going to come back in the next segment. We're going to pick up about this commitment to yourself. I think that's really important. But before we went on the air, you shared that you've got an absolutely wonderful special that's available for all of the listeners. Would you like to share that, please?
Oh, I would love to. It's just for your listeners today. It's anybody who purchases my wonderful new book, The Joy Factor, and it's $16.95, if you purchase that at this toll-free number I'm about to give you, you can also get, just for the asking, a free copy of one of my other new books called Nature's Medicine Chest. It's a book and a CD combo, and in that I talk about my personal program and what I recommend for anything that ails you, all of my favorite natural remedies. So in other words, you purchase the Joy Factor, and then you've got to say, I'd also like a copy free of Susan's other book, Nature's Medicine Chest. And the toll-free number is, and this is Eastern Time, Monday through Friday between 9 and 4, it's 1-800-523-9971. That's 1-800-523-9971. And you can also go to my website to get more information. It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com or SusansRemedies.com.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's a journey in itself. You know, I have Billy, my producer, is on watching all of this. But you know what? What I'd like to do, Billy, I want to jump on and let's take Marie from San Francisco. Let's take a call and then we'll take a commercial break. Hi, Marie. Thanks for calling Susan and I. How can we help you?
Oh, is this Carol? Are we connecting?
We are connected, and this is Carol.
I'm so so happy to finally connect with you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've had multiple health problems since 2002. I started out having symptoms of mixed connective tissue disease. And over the years, I've had many things that have healed. I do still have fibromyalgia and some neuropathic problems and cysts and things like that in my body. And the other day, I got the flu, and I was vomiting blood. And I don't know if it's from something internal or from some problems with smelling mothballs that were used to try to get rid of a skunk. And I'm just wondering, you know, if it was the toxins or something else going on in my body. So I have had, you know, multiple things, and I have healed with an energy heal many symptoms. And I'm just wondering if you could take a look at my body and, you know, just tell me what you see.
I sure can. And then I'm going to ask Susan to jump on this after I do. One of the things, sweetie, is that the fact that you did vomit blood, have you seen a doctor since then?
No, I talked to a doctor. I talked to a homeopath doctor last night, and I talked to a nurse.
Okay. One of the things that it feels to me is that what we've got a couple of dynamics. I can feel a lot of irritation in your stomach area, but I can also get some lesions. Do you have GERD? Have you ever been diagnosed with GERD or acid reflux?
Not GERD. I don't know about acid reflux. I don't think so.
Okay, because I'm picking up some irritation and some lesions in the esophagus as well. If you continue doing that specifically, then I would definitely go and talk to a doctor and, you know, just get it checked into. The thing that it feels the most to me, kind of overall from the health standpoint, is focusing on the immune system itself and being able to keep that as healthy and as happy as possible with the different things that your body is going through. That's the part where I would look at it, talking nicely to yourself. You know, one of the things Edgar Casey said is that we can't be irritated with ourselves and remain healthy because that weakens the immune system. So that's something that you can look at. The fact that you, you know, became vulnerable to the flu itself and to the extent with the potential, you know, the potential complications such as the vomiting blood and everything with it, those are things that are all indicators that we have an immune system that isn't working as optimally as it needs to protect the body the way it needs from viruses or bacteria or any other kind of imbalance that we have that we either get from the outside or we get from the inside. Did your homeopathic put you on a remedy?
No, not right now, no. She wanted me to call her back today and see if I was still having problems.
Okay. I would call her back today.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if there's something she can do. But from the standpoint, I would also remain open to talk to a doctor and then have the potential of getting an upper GI scoping to be able to be sure that we don't have anything that's you know, that's going on in the stomach or anything that's a lesion or an irritation that could be happening in the esophagus as well.
I did have a problem in the right ovary, fallopian tube, equals sacrum, something like that.
Correct.
And I have
correct.
Had problems in that area on and off for a couple of years. Do you see anything related to a cyst or any kind of tumors or anything in that area?
This is the woo-woo part. I am actually going in and looking at the ovary. No. I'm not picking up anything. There is a part that I did pick up that's still a residue, and that's endometrial lesions, that where that endometrial lining has basically migrated to other parts of the body. But no, I'm not picking up anything else in that ovary or the fallopian tube area.
Okay.
So, Susan, do you have anything that you want to add to this?
Oh, I definitely do. Do you want to do a commercial break first, or
you know what, Marie? Yeah, Marie, would you hang on, sweetie? We'll come right back
sure.
to you.
Thank you
okay.
very much. Sure.
You are most welcome. All right, so let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll take the call from Marie. We'll talk to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones again about this wonderful new book that she has out called The Joy Factor. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, I have a very special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's talking about her brand new book that's just been released. In fact, I think today is when we've really got it out there so people can enjoy it. It's called The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health, and she's been sharing some information from the book. We've been dialoguing, taking calls, so if you have a question for me to share my medical intuitive skills, and wait till you hear what Dr. Susan, as I call her lovingly, has to offer you. We were talking to a caller, Marie. We're going to take her back in just a moment about the need to keep our immune system healthy. You are just going to be amazed at all of the different things that Dr. Susan can offer, as well as I can offer from a medical intuitive perspective, just to kind of take the combination of both of us, and you get really the tools that can help change not only your life, but help change your health. So if you have a question for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. And I think how appropriate is this? I mean, talk about this divine timing. I'm going to also let you know that I just posted on my website at www.ritberger.com, an audio and a printable PDF on my October Your Health teleclass, which is all on the flu. And one of the things that Susan and I were talking about in the break was we were dialoguing as far as the direction and everything. She says, Carol, immune system, so important. I'm going to tell you the thing that I take and so forth that can help you with the flu. So if you would like to read more about the flu, or you'd actually like to listen to the audio download of the 60-minute teleclass that I just had on influenza, then what I encourage you to do is to go to my website, www.ritberger.com. We have a try before you buy feature on there. You can actually listen to a brief segment of the audio download, or actually read the first page of the printable PDF. As a medical intuitive, I always try to offer a holistic perspective, meaning that I look at it from the traditional, conventional allopathic medicine, also the energetic perspective from energy medicine, and then also as a medical intuitive, how I see the viruses that are responsible for the seasonal flu, the H1N1, and then also in both of the downloads, I talk about the avian flu. But one of the things that I share, it is so different in this particular teleclass from other teleclasses is that I share the consciousness connection about where we were in that connection between the Spanish flu of 1918, that pandemic that basically just overwhelmed so many people, and actually so many people died from it, and where our current state of consciousness is. And one of the things that Dr. Susan talks about in the Joy Factor is how important our thoughts really are for the quality of our health. So if you're interested in the purchasing of the teleclass on influenza, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Okay, Susan, let's jump in and let's go ahead to Marie. I've shared my perspective, and oh, I can't wait for you to share yours.
Thank you. And this is for Marie and everyone listening. We were born with a beautiful body and with an immune system that should always be functioning at its highest level. And sadly, because of the way we live, we suppress our immune system. So first and foremost, you must get a solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, because your immune system cannot function the way it was designed to without enough sleep. And then also, secondly, you must manage your stress well. Everything I talk about in the new book, The Joy Factor. But then there are special remedies, natural remedies you can take that will make a huge difference. Now, here's an herb that doctors have taken for a long time, every day, because this herb I'm about to tell you is called an adaptogen, which means it boosts your immune system, and doctors take it so they don't get the cold and flu. I've taken it since a teenager. It's one of the reasons I haven't had a cold or a flu in almost 25 years. And it's called astragalus. Now, you'll learn all about this in the book you can get free called Nature's Medicine Chest. But astragalus is an herb. It's called Wang Qi. It's Chinese. And you can take it every day to boost your immune system. Anyone listening, and particularly for you, Marie, who comes down with everything that comes along, every cold, every flu, this is such a good immune-boosting herb. And you know, I'm sure, Carol, you've heard of echinacea, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, echinacea is best to take for immediate immune and respiratory support. But astragalus is a preventative immune tonic, which means it fortifies your body's defenses before you come down with something. An adaptogen means you can take it every day. Something like echinacea, you don't take every day. You take it when you need to bolster your immune system, or you think you're coming down with something, or you have something. But astragalus reinforces the immune system. It stimulates white blood cell activity, which increases the production of antibodies. And white blood cells, as you probably remember from school, are likened to your body's police. And together with antibodies, they immediately stage a massive defend and destroy mission, thereby protecting our health and our well-being. Astragalus rejuvenates, strengthens, and restores balance in the body. It supports upper respiratory function, and it increases healthy resistance. I also recommend turmeric. That's a spice, but it's also the best anti-inflammatory you can take. Also a very good antioxidant. I also recommend a little ginger every day. Make ginger tea with little coins of ginger root in your water. Also cinnamon. Cinnamon is anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, and it balances your blood sugar level. That if you don't eat the perfect diet and your blood sugar level goes up and down, that suppresses your immune system. And all of these natural remedies you can purchase at the same 800 number, where you can buy the Joy Factor, a company where I've shopped called the Penn Herb Company, purchased 5,000 copies of my new book, The Joy Factor. It's not even in the stores yet. It's just come out. They got the first copies. So their 800 number is 1-800-523-9971. But you've got to call Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, between 9 and 4. So you can get any of these natural remedies. Also, vitamin C, you want to take extra of that. And if you purchase my new book, The Joy Factor, then you can get free for the asking Nature's Medicine Chest. And I have over 100, Carol, of my favorite natural remedies for every system, every cell in your body, whether it's heart or digestion or libido, or you want to sleep like a baby, if you want to look years younger, if you want to get rid of arthritic aches and pains, whatever it is, I give you the best natural remedy. And you can get that free, Nature's Medicine Chest, if you purchase the Joy Factor.
Well, you know, Marie, that's one of the things, sweetie, with especially with the fibromyalgia and the immune system, the way that it just basically, it just kind of loses its memory all of a sudden, where it's doing exactly what it needs to, and then all of a sudden it starts to attack its own, you know, tissue, trying to figure out, it thinks it's really trying to help us, but it's a result that isn't. And, you know, the cortisol level, the more stress and so forth, it's kind of an insidious cycle that we get caught up in. You know, something happens, we get stressed about it. The more we stress about it, the more pronounced it becomes in the body itself. So that's something that I would look at doing, sweetie, from the immune system itself. And then the other part of it is that I was talking to Dr. Susan, that the astragalus itself felt to me vibrationally like it could cool the system down. So the inflammation, that inflammatory response isn't nearly as heightened or is as vigilant as the immune system's doing it. So that could help you as well. The other thing
can
is, sweetie,
how would you spell that herb?
Yes, Susan, you want to spell that for us?
I'll spell it. I know, it's a tough one, Marie. It's A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. You can get it in a liquid extract. I have all of these, by the way. Liquid extract in high-potency capsules. You can get tea bags and make a cup of tea. You might want to combine that with also immune supporting herbs like green tea and rose hips. You can also get it in a powder and put it in your smoothies. I actually make like a candy out of it.
You got one there, Susan.
What'd you say?
You got one. You said smoothie, and I heard on the other line, ooh.
Ooh, because you can take one cup of tahini and 7 tablespoons of pumpkin seed butter and 3 tablespoons of astragalus powder and a little sweetener like raw agave or maple syrup, and you mix that together, roll it into balls, and then you can roll those balls in coconut or sesame seeds or flaxseed meal, and you can make, you know, a few hundred of them, put them in your freezer. It makes the most delicious, immune-boosting dessert you've ever had.
Oh, can you repeat that? It was pumpkin seeds and maple syrup.
And one cup of tahini,
tablespoons. Tahini, what is that?
Tahini. You know, there's peanut butter, almond butter. Tahini is sesame seed butter. You can get it at your health food store or any supermarket. And then 7 tablespoons of pumpkin seed butter, 3 tablespoons of astragalus powder, and get that at 800-523-9971. And then Marie, sweetener to taste. Now I use raw agave syrup from the cactus. It helps for arthritic issues. It looks like honey. Or you can use maple syrup and mix all that together and roll it into little balls, you know, the size of a quarter or a 50-cent piece or the size of a grape. And then you can roll those little balls into something like freshly ground flaxseed meal or sesame seeds or coconut or even chocolate nibs, raw chocolate nibs, if it's dark, rich chocolate. And you've got a beautiful immune-boosting dessert.
Wow, that sounds great.
So
all of this information is in my free book, Nature's Medicine Chest, that you can get free. It's all. It's a book and a CD. If you purchase for $16.95, The Joy Factor, my brand new book.
I know. It sounds like a great deal.
It is.
Great combination, isn't it?
It's perfect. It's a gift that will keep on giving to yourself for years to come.
You know, one of the things also I can just kind of energetically pick up, Susan, that all of the people are just writing like crazy. So let me jump in real quick. So all of you that are just there writing like crazy, trying to figure this out because it sounds so yummy and so healthy at the same time. This, you can go back into, my website, www.ritberger.com. On actually Friday, a few days after the show itself or a couple days. And you can go to my website, put the cursor on radio. You'll see radio archives. Click on it. You can listen to this show in my archives. You can download it to your iPod, and then you can listen to it over and over again and be able to pick up all of the things that Dr. Susan has shared with you today. So, Susan, Marie, thank you, sweetie. There was one other thing that I wanted to, that I wanted to mention. It gave me a chance to kind of go in the body a little bit more. And that is, sweetie, is that if you're not working with anyone about parasites, I would encourage you to do that as well, because I can pick up some parasitic activity in the small intestine.
And I'll say right here, black walnut is an herb, and it's excellent to take to detoxify your body, especially if there are any parasites.
Boy, perfect.
Really?
Wow. Just, Marie, this is absolutely fabulous. Thank you, sweetie. We're just getting all kinds of information on so many different levels. Thanks for being the one that shared
Thank
your body.
Thank you so much, both of you, for all your information. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thanks, Marie.
Okay, so Susan, let's go through again. Please give us the name of your website where people can be able to access information about you. And then also, let's do it one more time. Before we have to, you know, I'm going to try to get one more caller in, that where people can purchase the joy of, the joy factor, and then also this free gift. One more time, please.
Yes. And for today, there's a toll free number. If you purchase the joy factor, and it's not very much, then you can get, but you have to ask for it, Carol. You've got to say, I also want a free copy. Susan talked about on Carol's show of her new other book, Nature's Medicine Chest. It's a little reader-friendly book and a CD with all my favorite natural remedies for every system in your body. And the toll-free number, but you've got to call Monday through Friday between 9 and 4 p.m. any day of the week. And the toll-free number is 1-800-523-9971. It's 1-800-523-9971. You can also get more information on my work at SusanSmithJones.com. And you can learn more about my favorite natural remedies at SusansRemedies.com.
And also on that website, Susan, do you have your other books listed?
On SusanSmithJones.com, I have all of my books listed there. And especially on the home page, you'll see the cover of the Joy Factor, and lots of good information on the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com.
Oh, very good. You know, I'm going to have you back because we've just got so much information here, but we've got just a few minutes, and let's go in and take Carmen from North Carolina. She's been so patient waiting on the line. Hi, Carmen. How can we help you, sweetie?
Hey, Carol, aren't I the lucky one today?
I don't know. I was about to say the same thing back at you.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Susan. I adore you as well.
Thank you.
Carol, I got to talk to you this summer, and it was really helpful. It really gave me a focus, and I feel like I've been making some really good progress. And I just wanted to check in with you and see what you thought about my progress, what you see. And
yeah,
I also just want to ask about insomnia because I still am dealing with that.
Okay, so let me go in. I'm gonna have Susan jump in on the insomnia. I'm gonna go to my desk and pull out a box of gold stars for you for all the things that you've done. So Susan, why don't you jump in and why don't you offer something that would be very helpful for insomnia?
Yes. Now, and Carmen, in both of my books, The Joy Factor and Nature's Medicine Chest, I have sections on this. This is good for you because you've got to learn to sleep well. Write all this down now. You want your room to be cool, dark, and quiet. You don't want to have a light on if you get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. Have a faint night light because a bright light shuts off melatonin. and that's the hormone that helps you sleep and will make it difficult for you to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. You want a fresh plant in your room because it gives off oxygen, takes up carbon dioxide. You want to put 3 to 4 drops of the essential oil of lavender on your pillowcase every night, or have a diffuser of lavender oil going through the night. That helps you sleep. You want to make sure you don't have a big meal before bedtime, because the role of sleep is to rejuvenate, repair, renew, rebuild your body. And if you've eaten a big meal within 2.5 to 3 hours, then your body instead is digesting, metabolizing, absorbing, and eliminating. And often you wake up more tired than when you went to sleep. And there's so many more things I can offer you that are in both of these books, including about 90 minutes before you go to bed, Carmen. Take a hot bath to heat up your body, or a sauna or a jacuzzi, because because when your body goes from being heated up internally to then cooling down about 90 minutes before bedtime, you boost the level of melatonin in your body, and it will help you sleep like a baby. This is why you want to give babies and toddlers and even children and teenagers, have them all take the hot bath before bedtime, and then that will help you sleep more like a baby. Lots more suggestions in both of my books.
Okay, thank you.
And you know, the other thing, Carmen, because I know from being able to touch your energy before to now, is that one of the things is that also don't do anything that's going to stimulate your mind, because I can pick up like I did before, is that, you know, if you go to bed where you've been stimulated mentally by something, you seem to have this monkey mind that that we hear so much about, where it starts, you wake up, or if you can't go to sleep, you start thinking about things and it kind of ruminates and then so forth.
Like the nightly news, Carol.
Yeah, like the nightly news, right. Or working on the computer. I mean, oh my gosh, how many of us actually go in and we have to be sure that we get that last email of the night before we really get in, and call it a day and everything. And then, of course, if it's a stimulating one, then we're on there longer. So those are the kind of things. So, sweetie, it's doing things for yourself that can give you that mental reprieve before you go to sleep. And you might even want to practice that in the morning a little bit, where you can just go into a quiet time to allow that mind to be able to slow down. One of the things I remember touching your energy is that I think I said to you, if I did, and I was remiss to not say that, is when you put your mind to something, I'm not going to get in your way, because you've been very tenacious, very determined, very, you know, focused on what you're going to do. So you might want to start looking at some mindful things that you can do, breathing, like Dr. Susan was saying, listening to music and things like that as well. But you know what? Oh, my gosh. OMG, OMG, OMG. As we now say, you have really cleaned your closet, sweetie, and you've been really willing to work at a very, very deep emotional level to get rid of a lot of the things that have been holding you down a long time. And really, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Bravo, Carmen.
You are so welcome. Well, it's a pleasure, sweetie. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones and this wonderful new book, The Joy Factor. Susan, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your exuberance and your passion for everything. I mean, right there, we all should be able to get off this show, and we ought to be able to have that joy in our life, because you certainly do walk, talk, and share with others exactly what you live. Thank you so much
for everything. Carol. I love being with you anytime.
You are welcome, and we are going to have you back, just because you are just a walking wisdom, a pearls
well,
of wisdom
thank
to be
you.
Able to help us
and,
do it.
And let me just add, always keep your words soft and tender, because you may have to eat them tomorrow. And then you and I both agree with this. You want to always remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. You want to spend a little time in silence every day, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes. Carve that time out for yourself. I have a whole chapter in The Joy Factor on the healing power of silence and service.
You know, and all of you, I do encourage you to purchase the book. We did run out of time to go in, and some of these things, like I said, are just good common sense things. They do heal us on all levels, energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, and it allows our soul to be able to sing. So, Susan, thank you so much. Those were great pearls for us to be able to end the day. I want to thank all of you for joining me. Again, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, to the archives to be able to download this show. And again, you can call the number for Susan's book, 800-523-9971, and be sure to mention that you are interested in also receiving the free gift that she has made available to only the listeners of my show. Light and love to all of you. I will see you next Wednesday on the radio. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.